T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tommy Tucker, WWL, 8:46 now, 14 before 9 on this Tuesday morning, May 17th. We're into the summertime flow, hot and humid, highs in the lower 90s, and a chance for afternoon showers. Are we going to approach the time where there are no more passwords? Really? What's going on? Well, let's find out as we talk to our friend Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. How you doing, Alex?
Not too bad. How about yourself? Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir, for taking the time with us. We appreciate your expertise. So what's going on with Google, Apple, and other tech companies wanting to do away with passwords?
So what they're really working to move towards is having kind of a centralized way to log in to multiple websites. And in the past, you know, there have been a lot of attempts towards this, but it's been tough to get everyone to kind of agree on a standard that will work for everything. So with this new initiative, which Apple, Google, and Microsoft are part of, it looks like this may finally be happening. You know, we may finally be getting towards a solution that allows us to log into everything using one device, you know, which is going to be our phones, instead of remembering all these passwords and going through all these other different steps that we're used to.
But how is that not going to make it easier for hackers if you just have one key instead of several keys and several locks?
Well, the thing is nothing's 100% secure. And, you know, as we've seen, as we build better systems, the world just builds better hackers, right? So it's, I can always understand the concern. But one of the things that will change is that, you know, you'll have to actually have the device, you know, near the other device that you're using to log into, which hopefully will, you know, continue to provide some more security.
This is something that could be done with software?
That's correct. And again, you know, the biggest change here is that they're moving towards a standard, right? And, you know, if you look at a lot of the different things you use, you know, we've moved towards having kind of one sign-in for multiple things. You know, there's certain, you know, websites out there that you can use your Google login, you know, log in with Google or log in with Amazon for a completely different site. But there's never really been just one standard for everyone to use. And so moving towards that, I think is what we would consider the biggest change, right? And again, you know, there's still situations where if somebody gets access to your phone and kind of knows how to get into your phone and then is able to kind of be near your other devices, they could get in there. But, you know, nothing's going to be perfect. So
I'm looking at this article here that says Google also provides an advanced protection program that requires physical keys in the form of standalone dongles or end-user phones to authenticate logins from new devices. And, of course, that begs the question, what does any of that mean?
So, great question. So when we talk about multi-factor authentication, right, MFA or, you know, in the old days, talk more about dual factor, it's really pretty simple. So a factor is something that you are, something you know or something that you have, right? And so something that you know is one factor. It's your password, right? You know your password. Something you are is like your fingerprint or your retina. And then something you have is when there's kind of a physical token, right? So if you've seen these things that a lot of employers maybe provide, it looks like a little flash drive that, you know, has a constantly changing number. That's something that you have. And so when you talk about the multi-factor authentication, it's generally having at least two of those. There's some confusion, of course, because if you think of when you get the text message, right, the second the code they send you to log into something, the fact that you have your phone in your hand and are logging in and then the code comes to that phone, of course, makes it a little bit less secure. But so companies have traditionally provided many different ways for you to have an additional factor in addition to your password to log into systems.
Let me take a break, and I'll open it up for questions here at 504-260-1870. What if you lost the phone? Just lost mine. It was a nightmare. We'll pick it up here. We're talking about Internet security and maybe doing away with passwords. Alex Hammerstone, our guest, Director of Advisory Solutions for TrustedSec, Google, Apple, and other tech companies, want to make passwords a thing of the past. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 855 and a half, 4 and a half till 9 o'clock, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for TrustedSec, about Google, Apple, and other tech companies wanting to make passwords a thing of the past. So again, they would do this, and I'm trying to understand, go slow, Alex, they're going to do this by what? You would use a fingerprint instead of this? Is that what biometrics is, or some kind of eye reader thing, or what?
No, so the keys would exist on your device, right? So if you had access to your phone or an iPad or something similar, that's what you need to have in your hand. And then to kind of unlock your device, you would use whatever method you're currently using to unlock your device, like your fingerprint or a passcode or something similar to that.
I'm not getting it. I'm not understanding what we're changing or why. A text came in and said, device-based access is good until the device is missing, broken, stolen, etc. I don't know how this is. Help me out here, Alex. I'm not getting what we're accomplishing.
Absolutely. So I think, you know, nothing is perfect. But currently, you know, if you're looking for that second factor or something that's going to help you be able to log into an account with not just a password, you know, there are multiple disparate ways to do that. You know, if you look at any device, you might have certain authenticators. So if you use investment accounts, they may provide a certain app on your phone that gives you a code you need to enter or things like that. What this is going to do is kind of bring all those into one thing. And so you'll have to have your phone on you and unlocked and have those pass keys on it and have it near the device you want to log into or be using that phone to log in. And it will not even let you log in unless you have that device with those keys on it.
And if you lose that device?
So if you lose that device, you'll have to, you know, keep your device backed up. And then when you restore your new device, when you get a new device and bring down that backup, then your keys will be there as well. And, you know, every different provider out there, whether it's Apple or Android or other phones, you know, have certain ways to keep your account, you know, secure, whether it's iCloud or what have you. So you'll be able to pull the backup of your phone down onto a new phone, and it will have those pass keys on the phone once you pull it back down.
Any final thoughts on this?
I'm looking forward to it. Again, it's nothing's perfect. You know, we're always just trying to get better with security. But, you know, the fact, again, is I think the important thing to think of is it's not necessarily different than some of the things that we're used to. It's really all these different companies agreeing to use the same standard, and that's what's going to make it easier. So a lot of things that you're used to with multi-factor or other ways to continuously secure your accounts, now it will be centralized, and you know all these different sites and services will be using the same method.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate your time. I think I understand what you're saying, maybe.
We'll get there, right?
You're doing your best. Yes, I understand. It's not your fault. It's on this end. I keep going back to, nothing's perfect. So is this going to really make that much of a difference, I guess, is my final question to you.
I think it is, because again, I think that, you know, passwords are one of the weakest links in security. And if you think of all the passwords you have to know and, you know, people reuse passwords across sites. And so anything that can start to prevent that and make it easier is going to go a long way.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for TrustedSec. When we come back, we're going to talk to Judy Ho, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, the host of the Supercharged Life podcast. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're going to talk about that and depression. And nobody's trying to take anybody's gun away, but when you look at what happened with Naomi Judd.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.